To conclude our interviews this evening, lead candidate for Reform UK Wales in Penybont Bro Morgannwg, Sarah Cooper-Lessard. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to stand in this election.
So why I decided to stand, I grew up in Caer till I was seven in the Welsh Valleys. I grew up in Newport, and for me that was a very transformative part of my life. And coming back to represent my country, I view myself as a return candidate, and that's why I feel that's why I want to stand in this election.
And in recent weeks, we've been out and about speaking to local people on some issues which have put together some of these questions. And people across the constituency are seeing the cost of living really affecting them. Costs of energy, fuel, council tax, things like that are going up. How does Reform UK, your party, hope to fix the cost of living crisis and make sure that people in the constituency feel like they've got a bit more money in their back pocket?
I completely get that. We are faced with huge geopolitical shocks, such as the energy crisis with the Iran war. And these are real issues that people are feeling the pinch in their pockets. I mean, the main one is council tax. I think we have seen a massive rise in council tax in the local area. And how Reform would tackle this is they would pass, if there was a council tax increase that was higher than 4.99%, there would be a referendum and people would be able to have their say on whether they would want that council tax to increase. And that's really important because we have seen council tax go up and up and up and up around the country, and people really feel that in their pockets. And that's one of the main things. I think also there's other knock-on effects. People increasingly feel that they can't have those little luxuries such as going out and having a pint in their pub, and then that's if their pub even exists. I mean, there's one pub a day closing permanently in Wales, which is absolutely shocking. So what Reform would do is look at those business rates and introduce a hospitality relief there, which would allow businesses to thrive and bring those prices down.
And you mentioned their businesses. Obviously, that cost of living crisis has a knock-on impact on businesses. We're hearing from businesses on High Street struggling with the rising costs themselves, but also that decline in footfall where people turn into online retailers instead. So how would your party support those small businesses to make sure those high streets continue to thrive?
I completely see that, and we see that across the country, but especially here in places like Barry. I think introducing a permanent lower tax multiplier for hospitality to ensure that Welsh pubs are not taxed more heavily than in England. So let me put this, why should a pub in Barry pay more than a pub in Bristol? It's absolutely absurd when it's just over the border. And when we look at the Conservatives talk about bringing in these pilots to try and bring down business rates. But have they done that? They haven't done that over the last 25 years. They voted with Labour again and again and again on many different issues. And this is the dividing line between Reform and the Conservatives. We are providing a fresh response to these really, really pressing problems that people really, really feel here.
Another key issue is housing in two sides, I guess, really. There's the need for more housing for people to live in, but also concerns around overdevelopment where people feel like new developments are being built and it's putting pressure on infrastructure. So how can, in one hand, we respond to that housing crisis, the need for more housing, but also protect local people and feel like there isn't that extra pressure on local infrastructure?
No, I completely agree. And I think empowering local people is incredibly important and allowing them to give their say. And I think we have seen this a lot. But also just going back to that pressure on housing, I think people are really feeling that. And people are feeling that they've lived in Bridgend and Barry for all of their lives, but yet they're not prioritised for council housing. And people who have lived locally in Wales should be first on the list for council housing. And I feel that specifically as a care leaver, let's put it that way. I have friends who've been in the care system till they're 18, but yet they still don't feel that they're prioritised for council housing. And going back to that, Reform would look at the Nation of Sanctuary and actually say that Welsh people come first when prioritising council housing. And that's really, really important to me as someone that has gone through the care system and has felt that children in very vulnerable situations, when they reach 18, are not being given the support that they deserve.
Another key remit for the Welsh Government is, of course, local transport, which comes off the back of that, I guess. The Welsh Government owned Cardiff Airport. Transport yeah. Wales is Welsh Government as well. Yet, particularly in the Vale of Glamorgan, transport links within the rural area still fall short. So what needs to be done, do you think, to improve local transport so people can get around? But also, where do you stand on the talk for a St Athan train station?
I mean, in terms of a St Athan train station, the Reform Party are looking at that, and we are discussing that internally. But in terms of rural buses and links, I feel that very, very acutely, because I rely on a lot of these buses and links myself. And we as a party, we are definitely looking into working with those providers to make sure that those buses go more reliably. I feel that as a person living here myself.
And let's talk about the NHS. We're seeing record waiting lists, people struggling to access GP appointments, in some cases travelling huge distances for appointments. What needs to be done, do you think, to fix the NHS and make it work for people in the constituency?
I think the main one is obviously Barry Hospital. I mean, we have seen absolutely shocking incidents in Barry Hospital, such as blood dripping from the ceiling and the cleanliness absolutely not there. I mean, Reform's position and policy on this is that we would hold those people accountable who are making the decisions, chief executives. We would allow, we would anyone who is not performing, we would hold them to account and we would remove them from their roles if they are not giving the performance that people absolutely deserve in this constituency.
And so in this constituency for the Reform candidate so far, we've seen a lot of changes in the list. Obviously, you mentioned yourself as being a returning candidate, and we've obviously seen the article on nation.com that says about the list not coming from the area. So when it comes to people voting for you, how can they trust you as an individual to understand the local community if you're not from the area and don't understand the community?
With the greatest respect, although I might not be specifically from this very, very area itself, I am Welsh, and I am Welsh to my absolute bones. I was removed from the care system at 7 through absolutely no fault of my own. And with the greatest respect, that article does not quite accurately represent the situation. And as candidates, we are placed where the party thinks we will best thrive and where we will best do. And I have been out canvassing and talking to voters almost every single day. I am incredibly committed to this area, and I want to do the absolute best job I possibly can. And just coming back to that, I absolutely empathise with people going through difficult situations and the most vulnerable, because I was that when I was 7, going through the care system at such an early age. And I take all of those experiences through with me in terms of representing people in the Senedd. And that's extremely important to me.
And talking more widely about Reform, obviously, in the Senedd, there hasn't been huge Reform representation to date. Yeah. How do you think a Reform government can help improve the lives of people here in Wales?
I think when we look at the last 25 years, a lot of people feel that living standards haven't improved, that things haven't changed, and that there has almost been a stitch up between the major parties. And we come to Wales, and we are in Wales, with a fresh approach to these things, and we will not take our voters for granted, because we have a fresh perspective. We're on course to win many seats across Wales, and we are looking at things like the NHS, where people aren't performing. We rightfully expect change, and if that change doesn't happen, we will remove those people accountable.
And when it comes to this constituency, Penybon, Bromar, Gannog, look into the future. What do you think are some of the key areas for success, but also the key challenges facing the area in the years to come?
I think the key challenges in years to come is, quite frank, one of the key ones, and I see that everywhere I go across the constituency, is the High Street. The High Street is really suffering, and that is a real visual reminder when people go down to the High Street of how well businesses are doing, how much people have in their pocket. And that really affects people on a visceral level. It does to me, and I think many people will feel that. And that is the most stark reminder of where we're going as a country. And fixing that has to be one of the biggest priorities going.
And finally, in 30 seconds, why should people vote for Reform UK when it comes to May 7th?
I think that the main reason is that this election is not just a boundary change, but this is an end of an era, and we face a political juncture in this country. Do we continue in the quarter of a century dominance of Labour in this country? If people are voting for Plaid, they're effectively going to get Labour in via the back door, because of the proportional system means that you need to have another party to work with. I think Reform is the only party challenging what's become the status quo, which is simply decline.
That was lead candidate for Reform UK, Sarah Cooper-Azad.